All right, let's lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. It's that time on a Friday when we wonder aloud, as Jethro Tull sung, Ian Anderson on Aqualung. People who live in the public eye and have no idea they're, you know, in the public eye. It's called the Tool Shed. And before we roll out, how many do I have? One, two, three. My quartet of nominees. Let's welcome in our landlord to open the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Premature. Although, A-Rod, in his own way, is always a tool. All right. Let's get to nominee number one. Start with the clowns putting the knock on Sabrina Ionescu. So Buttons. This is her tweet after last night's Golden State victory over the Trailblazers. Game two, WCF, and I quote, "Let's go Dubs, 2-0. See you Saturday in Portland." And then the Crybaby Duck fans came out of the woodwork along with some Crybaby Blazer fans with moron memes or comments like, "Boo Sabrina," the thumbs down meme of the guy from Yankee Stadium. I saw that. And from BYETI28, "You can't be a duck and root against Portland, Sabrina." And then he said, "That's a Washington Husky move right there. I don't even know what that means." How about this? Another moron tweeted, "Wish you didn't come back." What is wrong with these people? She's from Walnut Creek. And by the way, like tens of thousands of people who attend the University of Oregon, she's from elsewhere, brings her sports loyalties with her. And this just in, there is zero connection between the Ducks and Blazers. None. Self-important dipwads. Number two, along a similar line, Blazer fans confused over Jordan Bell. I'll make it simple. For those on social media last night playing the "I'm really torn about Jordan, I want him to do well, but I'm rooting for the Blazers." In this series, if you're actually a fan of the Portland NBA franchise, yeah, it doesn't matter where a guy on Golden State played his college ball. It's an idiotic connection as well. You want him to turn it over with each touch, fail to box out, commit stupid fouls, and do whatever it takes to get your team a win in the Western Conference Finals. He plays for Golden State. He was born in L.A. He went to high school in Long Beach. It's so arrogant to even remotely try to make a connection between a college team and the pros. Here's a question. Why doesn't it work the other way? So should all Warriors fans be Davidson fans because Steph Curry went there? Yeah, not how it works. Next up, and this is a biggie. To the nearly 900,000 ding-dongs calling for a redo on Season 8 of Game of Thrones. This just in.
Choose your words wisely, Steve.
It's a TV show, like Seinfeld, True Detective, Pee-wee's Playhouse. If you're not happy with the script, the story, the actors, the dark set, you've got three choices. Just watch it because, you know, it's a TV show. Or don't watch it, you know, because it's a TV show. Get a job at HBO writing, directing, casting, and producing Game of Thrones because, you know, it's a TV show. From what I understand, you'll need to add some lights to the Battle of Winterfell so folks could see the action better, because, you know, it's a TV show. And my new favorite part, the dude who started the petition on change.org, Dylan D, his quote, "I didn't make this to be an entitled whiny fan, except that's exactly what you did and what you are, because, you know, it's a TV show." Finally, and this might be just one of my favorite things ever, I'm putting him on the list just because I wanted to make sure I shared this. Jon Rahm of Spain, the number 11 ranked golfer in the world. I get this isn't that big a deal, especially if you're a golfer, but this dude got caught. He is a three-time winner on the PGA Tour, including last month at the Zurich Classic with Ryan Palmer. Ran fourth at last year's Masters in PGA, 10th at this year's Masters, but he got caught. Was low amateur at the 2016 U.S. Open, was the number one golfer in the world amateur rankings, but he just got caught. Cheating? No, he's a golfer, not our president. Using PEDs? Nah, he's got a really good rep in his home country of Spain and out on tour. So as Dustin Johnson was lining up a shot, it seems Rahm was noticed. Peeing on Bethpage Black. And then came the puns, leaking left. And in the video, you see DJ at a dress. And to his left, you see Rahm walk up to a tree and start to relieve himself. That's got a pee, one, a one-shot penalty. Yeah, I couldn't resist. But by the way, check out the video. I'm not making this up. And there's no mistaking what he was doing. So who do we want to pick out? Let's declare the winners, the clowns who are putting the knock on Sabrina. And with that, we call out our proprietor and landlord to shut the Crunch Time tool shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
Skidabop bing all over your nice Ivy League suit.